WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In spite of how rap music has evolved over the past decade, some people still think it all sounds the same. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a survey of the distinguishing characteristics of some recent rap hits. This, for instance, is Heavy D and the Boys from their new album Peaceful Journey.
As rap music proceeds, two things are happening, one good, one bad. The bad thing is that rap's sound has become more codified, which results in a slew of similar-sounding, trend-following records. The good thing is that the best rap is becoming more expansive, open to more influences, more willing to expose an eccentricity that cuts deeper than mere novelty. My case in point is Heavy D and the Boys' dense, imaginative hit single, Now That We've Found Love. It combines rap speech with pop vocalizing better than any song this year.
I like the way you wiggle, you don't jingle, but you jiggle. So spread over your love, cause it's heavy in the middle. Moving like a movie, she wanted to groove, so I grooved her. Then she wanted to learn, so we play school, and I schooled her. But not like this, we can toss and turn, rumble, tumble, and twist. Anything you want, I give it. Fantasies will live it, so lay down and relax. Love of my lady, lady love of my baby girl. Spread your wings, so we can fly around the world. Charming me, your fingertips are calming me. When you drop the kiss of Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I'll bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as the best. We can lay down at the love and put your head on my chest.
One of the many things addressed on Heavy D's new album, Peaceful Journey, is the way all of rap music is being reduced in the popular imagination to the worst of it. That is to say, lots of people nowadays think rap music is all four-letter words and the sort of misogyny to be heard in the creations of N.W.A. and 2 Live Crew. In fact, N.W.A.'s Niggers for Life is the year's most depressing number one hit. Heavy D and the Boys certainly don't oppose profanity in music as a matter of policy, but they disapprove of its use in the most hateful rap music, and they distance themselves from that on Don't Curse.
I can flex, bend, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimping from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse, or juggle. Lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem? This girl is on the corner, if wifey can't solve them. How did she say it? I'm curious, G. Does she say, honey, love me, or baby, baby, fund me? Anyway, we'll say what we want to say. Play how we want to play, feels good that way. So G-Rap, it's time to kick up first. Do your man a favor, and don't curse.
Another encouraging sign in rap music is the rap audience's acceptance of the second album from Third Bass, a white duo that makes utterly convincing black music on this collection entitled Derelicts of Dialect.
Let's all sing Pop Goes the Weasel.
Pop goes the pop, goes the whining and the weasel. I see the empty pocket needs a refill.
I got a squad with a list of complainers. I should have started rape. Rappers against phony entertainers. So we can make it known that we won't get swayed. It's 91, son, so something's gotta change.
Getting paid, pedal speakers and soda. Pop, 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 pop. Pop goes the weasel, his drawers drop. Why not take your top 10 pop hit? Fix the music and make sense, this rhyme's fit.
I guess it's the fact that you can't be artistic. Intricate raps becoming so simplistic. I got a strong mind, it doesn't have to be spoon-fed. And I can read or doesn't have to be read.
So some stay illiterate and feeble. Legally licked, you go the ways of the weasel.
The weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop, pop goes the weasel, the weasel.
Stealing the hook from Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer, Third Bass applies its own sledgehammer to an ersatz rapper like Vanilla Ice. By piling thick slang atop thicker rhythms, Pop Goes the Weasel furthers the complexity and rewards of rap.
Hip-hop got turned into hip-hop. The second old record was number one on the pop chart. But don't skid on the heart, the guy to start in the ghetto. Let no one forget about the hard part.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.